This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1512. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 12th, DX News from Bahrain, Bolivia, Central Africa, Chad, Chile, Costa Rica, Guyana, Indonesia, Malaysia, Mexico, Florida. DRM from Brazil. New frequencies for Zimbabwe, Poland, Turkmenistan. Program tips from VOA, BCQ, Vatican. No More Jobs in Radio. The 4900 Mystery and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Bahrain has a shortwave broadcast, which is rarely reported and especially difficult to hear in the Western Hemisphere, but Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports presumed Radio Bahrain on 9745 upper sideband, May 7th from 0227 to 0303 UT with contemporary Arabic music. It went through the top of the hour, but at 0303 it sounded like an Arabic ID and back to music. He says it was ferret tune-in, but fading to poor and barely audible by 0300. Bolivia's Radio Santa Cruz, which sometimes has a clear frequency in our evenings, it's just below 6135, makes it to North America at that time of day. But Larry Cunningham in Ohio says, booming in at excellent level the morning of May 6th from 1000 UT on 6134.82. News with many mentions of Santa Cruz and a complete clear ID at 10.05, giving all their frequencies. Then there was talk over gentle flute music. I don't think I've ever heard it so clearly from this location, says Larry Cunningham. Especially when the 10-meter band is open from Brazil, here's something to look for on the 11-meter band. KimAndrewElliott.com says DRM is now being tested in Sao Paulo on 26040. Intended for local reception, but members of the DRMNA Yahoo group are reporting occasional reception in the U.S. and Europe, such as Brendan J. Wall in Bisbee, Arizona, who says he was getting it, a very weak signal on the Dream Waterfall, but it's definitely there, nothing close to decoding as of May 7th. Not clear what the time of the logging actually was, but perhaps it was 1321 UT. I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the air 24 hours. In the Radio Escutas group, Flavio Arcangelo, elsewhere in Brazil, says he heard the first signals. It's Cultura São Paulo in DRM, but he gives the frequency, the center frequency, is 26045 at 1717 UT on May 8th. Radio Cultura São Paulo is the same station I often listen to on the webcast of its classical stream, and which used to be on shortwave, analog that is, 17815 and 6170, and with their non-classical service on 9615. Ron Howard in California notes that the CNR1 China transmitter on 6030 was off the air, presumably for maintenance, on May 12th, clearing the frequency for CFVP in Calgary, Alberta, heard at 1412 UT, with a country and western song and local announcements. It relays CKMX AM 1060, and it's very low powered, listed 100 watts. Jari Savolainen in Finland tells DX Listening Digest, according to my sources, the nighttime frequency of radio ICDI in the Central African Republic will be 3390. The weblog of Dan Anderson at HCJB tells about another transmitter to be installed by HCJB engineers as a gift for the official station in the Central African Republic, Radio Centrafrique, at the Bangui Bimbo site. Frequency for that not yet announced, but probably the one they used to use on shortwave 5035. There are also photos of the antenna installation at both sites on that website, but these two are low power, rated as only 1 kilowatt. Read more at danhcjb.org. We've confirmed that Chad is still using 6165. I've been hearing it in the mornings around 0530 UT when they play some drumming and then identify in French. But if you tune in a few minutes earlier, it's blocked by Radio Netherlands Bonaire. Also reported in the evening, but this was back on April 9th at 2137, by Alexander Beryozkin in Russia, DSWCI DX Window. We have one reporter there using an alternate frequency, which has not been reported for a long time, 7120. Nils Schiffhauer in Germany says in Hardcore DX he heard the station at 1720 UT, May 8th, mentioning N'Djamena, 7120. Not to be confused with Guinea on 7125, neither of which belong in the ham band. Jim Evans in Tennessee says an even better window for hearing Chad on 6165 is an hour earlier, between 0427 and 0459. Again, that's between broadcasts from Bonaire. I spoke too soon last week in reporting that CVC Chile had eliminated the Spurs accompanying their relay of HCJB 11920 at 23 UT. Well, they were back on May 8th. Roughly 20 kilohertz above and below the fundamental frequency, but varying up to 22 kilohertz off frequency and with some modulation making it easy to match them with the fundamental. However, the other spurs CVC had been sending out from its 11665 transmitter were no longer being heard. On May 2nd at midnight 46 UT, I noticed a non-standard heterodyne against WYFR on 5950. That is, it was above the frequency, but less than 5 kilohertz. So I measured it as best I could. It was only a weak carrier on 5954.2. That frequency rings a bell, because more than 2 years ago, it was identified as a transmitter test frequency from Elcor, the shortwave transmitter manufacturer in Costa Rica, which was widely reported at that time, just playing music for the most part on this strange off frequency. Since then, there have been many other logs of it by myself and others. As far as I know, no one has heard any ID mentioning Elcor or anything else. But there was a lot of research 26 months ago, and we did identify that as the source of these transmissions. It seems their favorite music is still by Shakira. If you recognize that, you may help to identify this. Earl Higgins in Missouri was hearing it May 8th from midnight 44 to midnight 56. Now, during that hour, there's also heavy adjacent interference from CRI via Sackville on 5960, but that's over at 0100. So there's less interference at that time, although, of course, WYFR stays on 5950. Since then, I've heard them as early as 2332 UT. Jerry Bishop in Florida said they signed off one night at 0158. That was UT May 9th. However, they've stayed on even later on occasion. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports to NASA that on UT May 11th, they stayed on until half a minute before 0400, cutting off in mid-sentence. There are occasional announcements, but no one seems to make out exactly what they are saying in Spanish. On Monday, May 10th, Terry Kruger in Florida caught them signing on at 21:57. Now, it could be they've been operating this sporadically in the past 2 years, but mostly in the local daytime when we would not notice. Since last week's news, we've had numerous reports, logs of reactivated GBC or Voice of Guyana on 3290. Best time to hear it, at least in North America, seems to be in the middle of the night when there's a full darkness path. They are on the air all night, and it seems mostly relaying the BBC overnight, although it may be hard to find a parallel. Still, it's quite a challenge due to the relatively low power and the approaching and increasing summertime noise levels. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was hearing it May 8th from 08 past 09 UT, including an ID as National Communications Network and Voice of Guyana. It wasn't a BBC relay at 0803, but English religious programming, and then some Hindi vocals. Quran at 8:37. Quite ecumenical, that station. Another ID at 0842. He says the modulation during the religious talk portions appeared to be a little weak. However, another day there was a BBC World Service relay at 0804. Actually, it was the same day, May 8th. Maybe it's just news on the hour, reports Scott Barber in New Hampshire. And the frequency is just a tad low, 3289.99, says Brian. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan of NDXC reports that Radio Republic Indonesia in Fakfak has reactivated on 4789.97, heard May 12th, from before 0855 UT, and also at 1000 with a local ID. Then reported on May 12th until sign-off at 1455 by Atsunori Ishida. There was a local ID at 1100, Jakarta News at 12, 13, and 1400. But after 1330, there's interference from Azad Kashmir Radio on the same frequency. They included a clip, and I noticed that over there they too have Kodar whoosh-whoosh interference. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports that Voice of the People to Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele, has changed frequency via the Madagascar relay, 9875 replacing 9895 between 04 and 05 UT. Ron Howard in California says there's another DX opportunity thanks to the absence of a CNR1 transmitter in China. The one on 6175 also missing on May 12th, so the Malaysian transmitter on 6174.4 variable was in the clear without the usual interference until sign-off at 1611 when they ID as Salam FM. Until 14 UT on the frequency, it's the external service Voice of Malaysia. And from 14 to 16, the program called Radio Suara Islam, Voice of Islam. One of the more exotic yet nearby shortwave services has been Radio Yol Ik, which is the Maya language program from Merida, Yucatan, relayed during the daytime on XEQM 6105, although most of us heard it at night when they relayed another station under the same ownership, Candela FM in Spanish. But now Israel Gonzalez Ahumada in Yucatan says that Maya station on 810 no longer exists. It's been replaced by a slogan, Atomo 810, with music and, of all things, English. However, he says that the shortwave service now seems to be relaying Candela FM 24 hours. Polish Radio External Service has made an unexpected change to one of its frequencies in English. 9655 replaced by 9770. Their website says that applies to the English hour at 18 UT, says Andy Sennett, except English is really at 17 UT during the summer. Anyhow, it's now confirmed on 9770 at 17 UT, says Alan Rowe in the UK. Presumably the transmission is still being relayed from Austria. The announcement said they had to move because of complaints of interference from another broadcaster. Not clear who, but according to Wolfgang Büschel, the only possibility on 9655 would be Iran, starting at 1728. Karel Honzek in Czechia reports that Turkmenistan may be what he hears on 5130 exactly, at 1730 UT. With a song and a choir, it sounded Asian. Very weak, maybe a spurious signal. Then that was checked by Mano Ritola in Finland, and he heard it on 5129.97 May 4th. That was the next day. He says it sounds like Turkmenistan, and nothing heard on their formerly used frequency 4930. Further checks needed of that. You're tuned for the 1512th World of Radio. Consult our website for a lot more info, especially the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-19, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.org. Your support always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Your individual contributions help to keep us going and help to keep this a non-commercial venture. Via CommanderElliott.com, the Oklahoman reported on 8 May from Chris Castile. Senator Tom Coburn, Republican, was the only Republican senator in the chamber when some of his Democratic colleagues tried to push through more than 60 Obama nominees for numerous federal departments, including Treasury, Commerce, Justice, and State. Coburn gave Senator McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, a copy of a letter he sent last month to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell to place holds on 6 nominees for the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees the Voice of America. Coburn also put a copy of the letter into the congressional record, making his holds public. He said he had questions about the management of VOA and wanted to be able to speak with all of the nominees before allowing their nominations to go forward. More details from Daniel Friedman in NationalJournal.com's hotline on call of 6 May via Kim. Senator Coburn placed holds on more White House nominees, including former Bush Press Secretary Dana Perino. Coburn disclosed holds on 8 nominees to the BBG, including Perino and popular author and journalist Walter Isaacson. Coburn has said the Board of Governors and subsidiary operations waste money, said he has concerns about management of VOA, which the BBG oversees. Hella Dale of Heritage Foundation has also criticized BBG and approved, apparently, of what Coburn is doing to hold things up. Kim Andrew Elliott replies, she laments that the BBG does not have new members well into the second year of the Obama administration. Then she admits that Senator Coburn is largely responsible for that, but he nevertheless garners her praise. She hints that business interests of some board members have seeped into their work. This is a serious charge and requires specifics and evidence to back it up. She criticizes board members because they function like executives, because the International Broadcasting Act of 1994 erroneously omitted a CEO to oversee all of U.S. international broadcasting. The board must act as a collective CEO. Among other things, they determine which languages USIB should keep, drop, or add. They specify how much budget should be spent on each available technology. They have to keep order among the entities who often compete among themselves like a sack full of civets. I would therefore hope the board members function like executives. Congress can exercise oversight of the board, but the board, not Congress, should exercise oversight of U.S. international broadcasting. That's the idea of the firewall. The BBG's purpose is to ensure that USIB is presenting accurate, balanced, objective news rather than presenting the message. Audiences abroad tune in because their domestic media are presenting the message of their respective governments rather than presenting the straight news the audiences would prefer to hear. And Kim Elliott concludes, the incoming board is not altogether ideal, but I assume they are quick learners. It's time to seat them so they can get about their important work. Regarding my remark last week that Radio Marti's MediaWave 1180 transmitter in Marathon, Florida was still off the air, consulting engineer Ben Dawson says, as of May 8th, my colleague Ron Rackley will be in Marathon very soon retuning the 1180 antenna system after replacement of the towers, so it should be back in operation shortly. He tuned up this present four-tower radiation pattern when it was first implemented some years ago, replacing the original three-tower array. Although we did not design the present configuration. It was designed by the late Ralph Dipol, who was a very distinguished consulting engineer, designer of many notable medium-wave antennas. These include the original two-frequency diplexed four-tower antenna in London for IBC when commercial broadcasting was first licensed there, the IBB VOA 500 kilowatt medium-wave antenna at Silibe Pikwe, Botswana, and the 12-tower 1190 array in Dallas, originally KLIF, the last remaining operating 12-tower array in North America. Mike Cooper has been monitoring VOA since their format change. He says not only has News Now disappeared, but the programming that replaces it seems to be based less on correspondent reports and more on phone interviews and question and answer sessions. On Saturday at 1500, I heard a new show, American Cafe, which began with a Q&A with a VOA correspondent, Brian Wagner. It's not yet listed under programs at the VOA English website, where there still seems to be no way to find an English program schedule, that is, an old one or a new one. Later in the American Cafe program, I heard a program about a cheese competition that I heard months ago on News Now. I guess the shift to magazine programming will, alas, make it easier to run old features. As of last week, May 5th, we just had word that WWCR had got all its four transmitters back on the air following the flooding. However, this did not last. One of them had further problems, number four, and was off for several days, but it finally resumed regular operation on May 12th. That's the one carrying the additional airings of World of Radio, which now should be back Sunday evenings at 23:30 on 9980 and UT Mondays at 03:30 on 5890. WWCR was posting nearly every day on their homepage an update on the situation and returning to normal after the terrible flooding in Nashville. WRMI faked me out on 9955, or actually I was listening to the webcast when I was checking one of the scheduled World of Radio airings, UT Wednesday at midnight 30, immediately following the Italian DX program, Studio DX. But instead of World of Radio, I heard a preacher in Spanish, so I figured there'd been a change. But Jeff White explains that's a two-minute feature, which he's now inserting between some programs, and World of Radio did follow. Ted Randall's QSO radio show has some new times on WBCQ 7415 Saturdays at 18 to 20 UT and UT Sundays from midnight until 0300. However, when I was listening at midnight 39, it didn't seem to be QSO, but instead something else, Outlaw Gospel, plugging PrayForMe.com. He's still on the WBCQ schedule with QSO Tuesday at 21 to 23 and Radio Disclosure Wednesday and Thursday from 21 to 23 on 7415. For those with limited patience or experience in distinguishing one preacher and one religious broadcaster from another, note this about 9265. WMLK has been off the air for years, but they keep registering the frequency from 16 to 21 UT. However, that's only on Sunday through Friday. WINB uses 9265 mornings and evenings, but on Saturdays only, they have it from 15 to 21 UT. That's most, if not all, for the Brother Scare Sabbath service. So on that day only, Saturdays, 9265 stays on the air all day long, which means there's also a better opportunity to hear its second harmonic on 18530. If you hear Florida commercials on 880, don't assume you're listening to the Florida station WZAB in Sweetwater. Neil Kazaros reminds us that it's actually KLRG in Arkansas, which, believe it or not, relays the station from the Tampa Bay area, TAN Talk 1340. Artie Bigley forwards a story from Hamilton, Ohio, about the high school radio station there closing down, and I think this has larger implications. After broadcasting for more than 35 years, WHSS-FM will go off the air May 28th. It had been run as a training ground for would-be broadcasters. David Spurrier, who will be retiring at the end of the year after managing the station and teaching classes for 31 years, says the decision to close was based on both a lack of interest and the decline of jobs in radio and TV broadcasting. He says the broadcasting arts program this year has 20 students. We've had in the neighborhood of 75 or more previously. A lot of that is due to changes in technology and the way young people consume music. The program was designed to provide hands-on training so that students could get jobs in radio and television. But because most commercial radio stations are fully automated, there aren't that many jobs out there anymore. It's been a while since I've been able to place a kid even part-time in a radio station, he said. There may be only one or two job openings in the whole county in a year when there's high turnover. Having a career education program for broadcasting just doesn't make sense anymore. Does someone have a sense of humor at Vatican Radio and or Radio Veritas Asia relaying the Vatican? I was listening to 6020, which clashes with Radio Australia, just before the Vatican relay in Chinese at 1230 UT, the signal came on with a prelude. The music was Baby, I'ma Want You by Bread, which is in stereotypical Italian accent dialect. That mysterious NID we reported last week on 4900 continues to mystify. It appears to be from Francophone West Africa, but which country? Karl Hunzik in Czechia reports via BCDX he was hearing it from 2326 until it went off a bit after midnight UT on May 3rd into 4th. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who heard it first, says it was in as early as 2225 UT on May 5th, but just too weak and noisy. He's monitored it several times, and he thinks that the French accent is what you would hear from Senegal, Ivory Coast, Togo, or Benin, a rather European accent, unlike what you hear from Guinea or Côte d'Ivoire, which seems to have been mentioned at one point. Another obstacle to reception are Italian pirate amateurs using 4900 LSB around 2100 and later. As far as I know, there have been no reports of this from North America, which isn't surprising considering how weak the signal is in Europe. I asked our correspondent back in Nigeria, James McDonald, to check it out. And on May 10th, he replies, yes, I am hearing a station on 4900, but the signal is weak even at my location, not helped by the season of thunderstorms. For two nights, the signal started to come in from around 1800 UT, still audible after 22. I've struggled to make anything out of the static, but so far have got no ID. It does sound like French at some times, but mostly I hear another language. I cannot detect anything in my mornings or daytime. I'll try to keep monitoring. Dave Kenny in England has also been trying to identify this for several days, been checking. It's extremely weak here in the UK, but a carrier can be detected most nights peaking after 2200 UT. It's been strong enough for traces of audio, lively music of the style popular in Francophone West Africa, and some talk in what sounds to be vernaculars or possibly French. Sign-off time is around midnight to midnight 5 UT. It is not parallel to Mali 5995 or Guinea 7125, and does not sound like Chad, which has used 4905 in the past, but that usually closes at 2230. I've heard a very tentative mention of Burkina, though it does not seem to be parallel with Radio Burkina's web stream, and the homepage still lists 5030, which has been inactive. World Radio TV Handbook says both Ivory Coast and Burkina closed their national channels at midnight UT. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 11th. ANK indices 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, but peaking at 25 and 5 May 29th, not back to 8 and 3 until June 1st. Solar flux 75, rising to a peak of 80 May 26th to 31st. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1512.